All right, ladies, first thing I want to do is thank you for being on this call today, especially with short notice. Who else just joined us?
CJ.
CJ, great to have you on the call. So, ladies, I want to now, most of you know CJ. She's been at our Goals Gala, I think, the last 3 years. CJ, thanks for being here with us. And CJ is on the board of directors of Good Deed Tea, as are Cariz and Steffi. And Cariz and Steffi, say hi to the ladies.
Hi.
Not hi.
And Cariz and Steffi and CJ. Now, Steffi is due the day before, so Steffi's not going to be with us for Global Love Day. Steffi, thank you, though, for being on this call and all your help for Global Love Day. Steffi and Cariz and CJ are working on our service project for the day, which and who wants to be the spokesperson to say a little bit about what we're doing? Cariz, you want to be the spokesperson?
Sure. So our service project is on behalf of, oh my gosh, I'm spacing out.
Days for Girls.
Days for Girls.
And Days for Girls is an organization that gives reusable sanitary protection kits to girls around the world who may not otherwise have access to it. And they do that by enlisting the help of people, other people around the world to sew reusable sanitary protection kits out of the projects that we're doing. So for this particular event, we'll be focusing on making one component of those kits.
Thank you, Cariz. So, and Cariz and CJ and Steffi have secured 10 sewing machines. And during the break, we're inviting attendees to take one shift, which will be for one break, to sew on the machines. And
Sorry.
Go ahead, Cariz.
Quick correction to that. We're focusing on cutting the fabrics that we'll later be sewing. So just functionally speaking, it'll be easier to get folks to cut rather than to try to figure out how to use a sewing machine. And to get more people to participate, we'll focus on getting people to help us cut the fabrics. We'll have samples of what the end product will look like. We will have sewing machines there, and I think we've been getting some people to sign up for the sewing, but that people can still participate even if they don't want to sew.
Great. Okay, good. So did everybody get that? So I hope that everybody on this call will not only take one shift for cutting, but also be loud and proud about our service project so that we can make some massive progress for girls with the kits. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I want to let you know that right now we're at about 40 with our attendance list. We're at about 40. I hope that this number continues to grow. We did get some more over the weekend, but they look like they're reflected here. Those of you in the Thriving Women in Business community, we did just send an email this morning out to everybody that's in the on the email list for a Good DT. And another email will go out to my entire list. I've got a Facebook ad going right now. As sponsors and speakers for this event, I really want to request that you be really loud and proud about what we're up to, do your posting. I know that you all know some fabulous women that you know should be there, and I would really love it if you would make just a few calls to any women, because a personal invitation goes 100 times further than a promotion. And when we promote on social media or we send emails, that's promotion. It's not invitations. So please be looking at who to invite, that you can personally invite. You can personally invite them through a Facebook message, personally invite them through a phone call, or a personal email. I want to give a shout out to Katie. And Katie, I want to thank you for calling all of our circle members to invite them to come. I just want to check in. Did that happen yet, Katie?
Yes, it happened. And most everyone is not going to be able to come. I am following up with Breeze. There's a chance she's going to come. She's been super busy. And Anna Marks, I'm going to follow up with next week. She was also super busy,
great,
but really would like to go. So, you know, I have to follow up with
great
her.
Okay, good. And maybe if you could ask them if they could promote, because they're both having a lot of people that know who they are. So that's awesome.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
And if I take a second glance at the list and clean it up a little, we're at 42 right now. And so,
okay,
my friends, my goal, of course, my goal was 140, but you know what? If we have 50 or 60 or 70 or whatever number we get, it's going to be perfect because we're going to have a great time and we're going to have a great day and raise some money for women and girls. So I sent you all an agenda. You should have got that this morning for this call, and I'll go through it as fast as I can. Please chime in with any questions. I want to thank those of you that are on the call that are sponsors, which is Cynthia and Dinah and Jean Catherine and Linda Ashley and Erin. And did somebody else join the call who hasn't announced themselves?
Hi, Katerina. It's Bev Adamo.
Bev, I am so excited to have you on the call. And Bev is also a sponsor. So let me tell you a little bit about the schedule. So Thursday night and Friday night, I will be up there with my participants from Thriving Speaker Platinum Program number 2. And we will be, some of the ladies have already agreed to help put the bags together and the gift bags that we'll be doing the drawings for. And so if anybody wants to come Thursday night or Friday night, I would appreciate that. And in addition to putting the gift bags together, we're also going to be putting together the goodie bags. Now, those of you that are sponsors, listen carefully. Sponsors, anything that you want to put in the goodie bags, I must have before Thursday night, preferably long before that. But anything you want to put in the goodie bags, and only sponsors. I just had somebody on Thursday, Friday who said, hey, could I put my book, she had a very small book, can I put my book in all, can I give you my books for Global Love Day? And I said, no, Mama, you cannot because you're not a sponsor. I did not say it like that, but that was the idea. Only sponsors can put things in the goodie bags. So if you are a sponsor, you can put a flyer in there, you can put a promotional product in there, you could put if you have a knickknack, if you have a postcard, anything you want that is identifiable to your business, you can put it in the goodie bags. So please, and some of you, I'm going to be at the East Bay Women's Network on Wednesday for lunch. So I know that a couple of you will be there, and I've already arranged to pick up some stuff from you. That would be a good time to give me anything for the goodie bags as well as anything for the gift bags or the auction. Now, so that's the schedule. Barbara McDonald, who you all know, Barbara is making stickers for the goodie bags. She's making stickers for the journals. I ordered some small journals that are going to go in the bags. I'm thinking about a little extra special something to go in the bag. Erin and I are working diligently on the program that will go in the bag along with anything from the sponsors. So then on Saturday, our day goes, the official start is 10 o'clock, and so we'll be starting right after 10. We have a very packed agenda. Now, anyone that is volunteering, speakers, I need you there 9 o'clock at the latest. 8:30 would be even better in the morning. Sponsors, my request is that you're there by 9 o'clock also. If you have to be a little behind, that's okay. But would love, because guess what? Everybody who's a speaker, everybody who's a sponsor, you're also on the greeting committee to welcome everyone to the event and to be a hostess. If you're a speaker or a sponsor or a volunteer, you're also a hostess, okay? Because we want to have a spreading the love for Global Love Day. Okay, now then, to let you know, the drawing tickets, so when ladies check in, they will get their drawing tickets in their name tags. And this will be a little piece of each ticket is a piece of paper with their name on it that they can drop in the bag in front of the baskets that they're interested in. And all of the money from the drawing tickets is going to our three charities, and we will divide the money separately for the three charities. In the morning, for the schedule, the sponsors will have 1 minute to say whatever they want in front of the room. Now, sponsors, I need you to keep it under 1 minute because we have a really tight schedule, and we're lucky to have about 12 sponsors, which makes me really happy. Thank you, ladies, for your support with that. Now, Bev is whipping up a little special something for the day. And Bev, do you want to take just a moment to tell us about the special something?
Well, music is always a special something. Katarina is always great about including music. So we're going to do something musical that will include everyone who's there. We have lyrics for two songs. One is Let's Talk About Love. And if Julianne Shapiro is able to arrange her schedule, she's going to be there and actually sing and lead us in the Let's Talk About Love, which would be awesome. And in
great.
The event that Julianne is not able to make it, Celine Dion is going to be leading us in that song.
Great.
And we're singing along
okay,
with
good.
Celine. So.
We're glad she could join us.
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, good. Now, Bev, would you send Aaron the lyrics for the song that you would like included in the goodie bag?
Yes, I already did that. I have one, and then the other one I'm...
You are so on it. Thank,
yes,
you.
Thank you. I have one more, and that's going to be there by this evening at 6 or so.
Okay, great. So we're going to do one in the morning, and so then I'm at... We've got to start, like, right at 10. It says 10:10 on the schedule. We got to start at 10:05. So, Bev, you are going to be right up with the ladies in the beginning, and then we'll do it again, I think, at the very end. Does that sound good?
Yep. Sounds great.
Okay, good. Yay! All right, very exciting. So then, sponsors, you're going to be right in the beginning. You're going to have a great 1 minute, whatever you want to say. I do want to encourage you to refer to and mention whatever you put in the bag so that people will be looking for it, okay? And if it's an offer, you can talk about it. If it's a special something, you can talk about it. So sponsors, Aaron, let Aaron know how you're going to get the thing to her. If you want to put it in the mail, that's fine. If you have something you want to put in the mail, and I will, they can come here or they can go to Aaron. But then you got to get them to us right away so that we have them and they've arrived, because I will be leaving. Okay. Any questions about any of that, talk to my VIP community manager, Aaron. Okay, so volunteers. So there's volunteers the two nights before, then there's volunteers that day. Volunteers, I'm going to give it a little bit easy. Volunteers by 8:30, Aaron, who's on the team, and anybody else that wants to come at 8 o'clock in the morning is also welcome to come at 8 o'clock. By the way, I do have JoLynn and Pat Meyer from our community who will also be on staff that day. So they'll be on staff with Aaron. We have volunteers also, but they'll be on staff. Kathy Euros, who most of you know, who's in our community and also on the board of Good DT, she's going to be in charge of everything to do with money. So that means if somebody wants more drawing tickets, talk to Kathy. When we start doing the auction, they'll go to Kathy. Now, the money will go to Kathy. Now, I would like, and Aaron, this is for you to designate, I would like a couple of volunteers to help sell more drawing tickets before We start the event, so when people are checking in, we need that. We also need Erin, a volunteer, to handle the release forms. And Erin, make a notation that I need super small heart stickers for the name tags to make sure everybody sign their release forms. So we
I'm driving right now. Can somebody take a notation for me and email me, please?
Oh, you're not available to make a notation. Okay. So, Erin, I will make a notation, which is, I don't know what I just said. Okay, volunteer for release and drawing tickets.
And heart stickers or something. You said heart stickers.
Stickers. Yes, I will order heart stickers because I love everything to do with hearts. Okay, good. Now, okay, I want to talk a little bit about the auction. So we're not auctioning off stuff. We're auctioning off stuff with service. So, for example, CJ brought me a beautiful glass bowl yesterday. I said, CJ, I love the glass bowl. We will only auction it off with an hour of your VIP time. CJ graciously agreed. Cynthia, I've not asked you yet. You told me that you're going to give me some beautiful glasses. Thank you so much for that. I would love it if we could add an hour of your VIP time with that. Cynthia, if you're there, let me know if you're good for that or let me know later. So I have an hour of VIP time. I'll do an hour of my own time. We'll only a VIP time with a beautiful something. I have artwork. I have a couple other ladies that are donating consultations with artwork. So that's how we're doing it. We're going to have about 10 of those. And that's it, because we're going to have a live auction. We'll put everything out for people to see, but we're having a live auction, not a silent auction, because my fantasy is to be an auctioneer. So I figured, hey, might as well practice, okay? Because you know me, I like to practice in front of a real audience, not practice in front of the mirror. So that's kind of everything that's happening. Now, of course, all the money from the auction will go to our three charities. And so what I will do, though, is that when someone wins an auction, they will get to choose which charity they want to write the check to. Okay, is everybody with me on that? So that money will not come through my company. That money will be a check written directly to whatever organization they want. And then the drawing ticket money will be divided amongst the three charities. Okay, now, any questions, comments, revelations about anything?
Katerina, this is Rosie. Are you going to go, I didn't see an agenda, but that doesn't matter. Are you going to go over the rest of the agenda for the day?
I can go through the whole agenda right now quickly, yes. Now, I have not designed the speaker lineup yet. Those of you that are speakers, I have not designed that lineup yet. I do have an idea, of who I would like where, but if you have any preferences, those of you that are speakers, please Facebook me, don't email me, Facebook me and let me know your preference, okay? So the way the day goes is, welcome and overview, which will include also our time with Celine Dion. 10:30 is the first speaker. 10:55, we're thanking that speaker. And then 10:55 to 11:20 is our morning break and the first kit-making shift. Then 11:20, introducing speaker number two. 11:45, thanking speaker number two, sharing about Good Deed Tea, acknowledging any circle members in the room, showcasing our first organization, and then reminding people about the drawing tickets and the bags. Now, I forgot to say, in the very beginning of the day, sponsors, in the very beginning of the day, we will be having you get up and do your thing, okay, because I want to feature the sponsors immediately during the day. So that will be at 10 or 10:05 if we can squeeze that in. Then we have lunch break, and we will be there just 45 minutes for lunch because we got stuff to do. And then we're going to do is drawing, our first drawing, next speaker. Then we'll showcase at 11:15 our next organization. After we thank the speaker, then we have our next kit making shift, and we take a break at 1:25. Then we're going to do at 1:50 a few more drawings. I'm going to make a few announcements about Thriving Women in Business Community. We're going to introduce speaker number 4. Then we're going to showcase at 2:15, thank the speaker, and showcase our next and third organization. Then we're going to have our next kit making shift at 2:25. Then at 2:50, we're going to do a few drawings and have the live auction, which hopefully will not last more than 25 minutes. And then we have our fifth speaker, and then we're going to thank the speaker, and then we're going to have our wrap-up for the day. And thank the volunteers and the sponsors and everything. Now, let's see, what did I want to say? I'll make some comments at some point about infusing philanthropy in your business, and a good time will be had by all. Questions, comments, revelations?
Okay. Rosie again.
So,
yeah,
Rosie, go ahead, please.
Yeah, so just you're going to send us the agenda ahead of time, right?
It should have gone out this morning with your email that went out this morning about this call. Erin, did that go out? It's in the agenda. Erin?
It wasn't included in mine.
It was not included, okay? So my apologies because that should have been included this morning, but we'll send it out to everybody after this call because I'm going to send out the recording for this call.
Mm-hmm.
To everybody, so we will include that agenda for you. And I'll actually make a couple upgrades before I send it out.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Okay. And I want to give a shout-out to my friend CJ and thank her for having me whip up this agenda way in advance because usually I'm doing this the night before. So, CJ, thank you for upgrading my situation. I appreciate it.
Oh,
okay.
Anytime, Katarina.
And thank you. Thank you. Anybody else, any questions or comments? Concerns. Okay. Go ahead.
Katarina,
Rosie,
this
go ahead.
Is Dinah.
Dinah, go ahead.
Yeah, and well, you know that I'm going to be up there because of the. I believe I told you and Erin, I'm going to be there for the summit. You know, the thriving speakers.
Great. You mean
so
the
I will
the
be able to help
speaker.
You Thursday night, Friday night, and I will
thank
bring
so
whatever
much.
It is I'm going to put in the bag, and it will be my speaker sheet Thursday, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're coming Thursday, that's fine.
Yes.
If you're only coming Friday, I would need it on Thursday, but if you're coming Thursday, that's great.
Yes, I'll be there.
Okay. Okay, good. Thanks, Dinah. That's great. Okay, anybody else, any personal questions, anything? Go ahead.
Rosie, so I've been talking about getting a videographer, and Ava, I don't know if she's on the call or not. I didn't know, but she recommended Sharon Beck. So I've been probably, you know, I'm going to talk to the other speakers or Facebook them afterwards. But I just wanted to know, did you want, or did anybody else for anything want to have anything videotaped. Most of the speakers seem to be on board. I just want to make sure that I can communicate to Sharon anything else, anybody else's needs. So
Rosie, I would love to have the day videotaped. I would love for Sharon to do it. I didn't think that she was available that day, but if she's available,
she's coming.
Awesome.
She's coming, she said.
She's
so,
coming. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So.
Okay, I don't think she's registered. She hasn't registered, so.
All right.
I have to be very, diligent that even though she's videoing, we have a ton of volunteers for this event. Everybody has to register for the event because that's going to pay for their lunch.
Right.
And so we need her to register if she's coming.
Okay, because she gave me the impression she was already registered.
Okay, she's not looking at the list right now. She's not on it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you told me. Great.
Yeah. And let's see. Okay, good. And speakers, please make sure you're registered. I think all the speakers are registered. And sponsors, most of you are registered. Please make sure that you're registered. And if you are not sure, please ask Erin. And if you didn't buy drawing tickets and you want drawing tickets, please tell Erin and she will take care of you. And Erin's on Facebook. You should all be connected with her. Or Erin at katarinarando.com is also her email. Okay, great. And Rosie, please keep me informed about, one second, please keep me informed about the video situation because I want to know what's up and hopefully we can make that happen. Yes, go ahead, whoever wanted to ask a question or make a comment.
That was CJ. I conveniently Saturday night was at a fundraising auction. And they did a really cool thing at the end of the fundraising auction. And I'm going to send you a thing about it. I want you to know that it's coming. I'll Facebook you about how to get to actually donate at the end of the auction, just straight donation.
Great.
So
great.
I'll send you a thing on it. It was cool. It was very, very effective.
Thank you. How exciting. Okay, great. Thank you. So the other thing related to that, everybody, is please bring your checkbook because we cannot take credit cards for any – I mean, we're taking credit cards for the drawing tickets. That's fine because we're running those through my business. But we cannot take credit cards for any of the live auction stuff and or any donations via credit cards. Okay, so please – I know you're going to want to, you know, have some time with one of the – super VIP experts. I actually have a couple other experts from out of the area that are going to be giving time. And I remember I went to an eWomen Network 1 year for their auction. Like I spent $500 for an hour with a super VIP that I would never get to talk to. And it was definitely worth it. And I really, really, really want to invite you, encourage you, request that you really, I know you've already invested in this event, some of you, those of you that are sponsors, please keep opening your pocketbook and bring your checkbook. And even if you're not sure if you're going to want to, bring your checkbook anyway. And anybody that you're inviting to the event, please tell them to bring their checkbook so that they will also be able to participate. Because the whole point of this day is to raise money for women and girls and change some lives, which I'm so excited. And I want to just thank you all 1,000 times for all your diving in, being Insta yeses. Like, I didn't even ask anybody to be a sponsor. Everybody stepped up. Thank you so much. All of the volunteers stepped up. All the speakers stepped up. I thank you 1,000 times, my friends. You've really warmed my heart. Okay, so anything else? Any other questions, comments, revelations? Okay, so ladies, I want to really request, I know that you're all super busy and that you have, hopefully you're in massive monetization mode and you're really working your businesses right now, and I'm going to really reiterate my request that you personally invite some ladies to come that you know will get value. And you can email them, you can phone them, you can Facebook them personally, because there is such a difference between promotion and invitations. And I've seen a lot of promotions. I want to see a lot of invitations so that we can really up our numbers for Global Love Day. Ladies, I'm going to let you get back to your busy schedule. Feel free to Facebook me if you have any questions about anything. Erin is totally here to support you. She is, as I said, on staff that day, and she will be on staff Thursday, Friday before that, and she'll be in touch with you. If you have simple questions about the day, Erin's probably your first place to go, but of course you're always available to reach out to me as well. Okay? Any final questions, comments, revelations?
No, this is going to be so exciting, and I'm so looking forward to hearing the speakers, all of them, each and every one
of them. Me too. Me too. Dinah, thank you. Ladies, give yourself a big hand. Give yourself a pat on the back because you're awesome. And I'm going to thank you again on behalf of all the women and girls that we're going to uplift because of Global Love Day. Okay, my friends.
Wonderful.
Sending you some
okay.
love. Thank
all right.
You
see
again.
Everybody. Yes,
and
can't wait to see
talk
everyone.
Talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Katarina.
We'll send you the agenda. Thank you. And look for it. Yes, go ahead, whoever wanted to say something. Okay, then everybody, I will talk to you super soon. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks for joining me for this call. Bye-bye.